Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God in the book of Romans. Thus, there is no doom now for those who are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit brings the life which is in Christ Jesus, and that law has set me free from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened here by the flesh, could not do, by sending His own Son in the guise of sinful flesh, to deal with sin. He condemned sin in the flesh in order to secure the fulfillment of the law's requirements in our lives, as we live and move not by the flesh but by the Spirit. For those who follow the flesh have their interest in the flesh, and those who follow the Spirit have their interest in the Spirit. The interest of the flesh means death. The interests of the Spirit mean life and peace. For the interests of the flesh are hostile to God. They do not yield to the law of God. Indeed, they cannot. For those who are in the flesh cannot satisfy God. But you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells within you. Anyone who does not possess the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. On the other hand, if Christ is within you, though the body is a dead thing owing to Adam's sin, the Spirit is living as the result of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells within you, then He who raised Christ from the dead will also make your mortal bodies live by His indwelling Spirit in your lives. Well then, my brothers, we owe a duty, but it is not a duty to the flesh. It is not to live by the flesh. If you live by the flesh, then you are on the road to death. But if by the Spirit, you put the actions of the body to death, and you will live. For the sons of God are those who are guided by the Spirit of God. You have received no slavish spirit that would make you relapse in fear. You have received the Spirit of sonship. And when we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit testifying along with our own spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs as well, heirs of God, heirs along with Christ, for we share His sufferings in order to share His glory. Present suffering, I hold, is a mere nothing compared to the glory that we are to have revealed. Even the creation waits with eager longing for the sons of God to be revealed. For creation was not rendered futile by its own choice, but by the will of Him who thus made it subject, the hope being that creation as well as man would one day be freed from its thraldom to decay, and gain the glorious freedom of God's children. To this day we know the entire creation sighs and throbs with pain, and not only so, but even we ourselves who have the Spirit as a foretaste of the future, even we sigh deeply to ourselves as we wait for the redemption of the body that means our full sonship. We were saved with this hope ahead. Now when an object of hope is seen, there is no further need for hope, for whoever hopes for what he sees already. But if we hope for something that we do not see, then we wait for it patiently. So too the Spirit assists us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray aright. But the Spirit pleads for us with sighs that are beyond words, and He who searches the human heart knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, since the Spirit pleads before God for all the saints. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Romans.